You are now witnessing history. Current Sports with Al Martin has left Studio S, hitting the road for the first time ever, broadcasting live from Cooley Law School Stadium, home of the Lansing Lugnuts. Go Nuts! Lugnuts! You are now tuned in for an hour of baseball fun. And now, here is your host, Al Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Rain, rain, go away. That is our mantra for today. You are witnessing history. As you just heard my man Chayo say, we are live in front of Cooley Law School Stadium, taking Current Sports with Al Martin on the road for the very first time. Right now, I am staring at some excited young Current Sports fans, as well as Lansing Lugnuts fans, of course. A few waving at me right now. We got the entire Current Sports team up in his house. Are you guys excited? Just yell for me real quick. Oh, you hear them? Yeah, they're amped up. They're live. And we are live on your radio, WKAR AM 870 1051 FM. And you can also check out our live stream. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News right now as we have the live stream up and running, and you can see a behind the scenes look at what we are experiencing today. But you know what? We're blessed right now because I tell you what, folks, I woke up and I was a bit nervous as I woke up and I walked outside and we got some rain here in the Lansing area. And you know, I started talking with our production team at WKAR. We didn't know whether or not we were going to be able to pull this thing off today. But thank goodness we are live here. We're right here. For those coming downtown, if you want to say hello, please come on out. You know, this is a rare opportunity for myself, along with the entire WKAR team, to mix and mingle with you. You know, come down, say hello. We want to see your smiling faces. Take a photo. You know, hashtag and tag us on Twitter and on Facebook. This is certainly a rare opportunity for us, and we hope to have many more live remote broadcasts in Current Sports history, okay? So, we've got a great lineup for you guys. A great lineup for the very first ever Current Sports on the Road broadcast. In just a moment, I will be joined by Dave Pano, position coach for the Lansing Lugnuts. He's a longtime Blue Jays coach, Toronto Blue Jays coach, making his first stop in Lansing under, of course, the leadership of Lansing Lugnuts manager Cesar Martin. Dave will be talking about the season so far for the Lansing Lugnuts. Been a bit of a roller coaster, and they're in a bit of a funk right now. However, when you look at what's taken place so far this season, the Luggies have been playing some pretty good baseball, if you ask me, all right? So we'll go from Dave Pano to a really fun trivia segment where we're actually, you know, we got a few Lugnuts fans in front of us right now, and they're mixing and mingling right outside the concourse here. We'll be snagging two lucky Lansing Lugnuts fans and bringing them on the air for a very fun trivia segment, all right? And we've got some great giveaways that are on the line for whoever wins this fan trivia segment, all right? It's going to be a segment that I want to entitle Beat the Jesse, all right? You guys know Jesse Goldberg Strassler. He is the play-by-play voice for the Lansing Lugnuts, and I tell you what, he is a walking, talking baseball encyclopedia. And I kid you not, he's written like three baseball thesauruses. So he knows his stuff, and what we're going to have fans do is guess whether or not Jesse is going to get his trivia question right. All right, so that should be fun. After that, we'll have Chef Kirk Hansen, who is a chef here at Cooley Law School Stadium, in charge of all of the great delicacies that fans get a chance to enjoy here at Cooley on a regular basis. I'm getting hungry already thinking about that. And then we will end the show with Jake Boss Jr., who is the head coach of the Michigan State baseball team. Jake Boss Jr. will join me around the 6:45 mark. So right now, we have our first guest ready. We're going to bring him up right now. Again, his name is Dave Pano. He is the position coach for the Lansing Lugnuts, longtime Blue Jays coach, making his first stop in Lansing. Pano comes to the Lugnuts following 7 seasons coaching the Vancouver Canadiens, including 4 Northwest League championships. A native of Worcester, Massachusetts, Pano attended Eckerd College before moving on to scout for the New York Yankees and Pittsburgh Pirates, and he joins me to my left right now. Coach Pano, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Pano, first off, I want to talk about this moment right here because, again, right now we're lucky to be on the air. I was a bit nervous waking up this morning, seeing as though rain is expected later on this evening. So I first off want to know, what do the players and coaches do during a weather delay?
Boy, that's difficult. We haven't had that many. We had some early in the year, and, you know, you just kind of talk baseball. You know, we already had our pregame meetings as far as going over their pitcher, going over their hitters, the tendencies that they have. So we kind of get prepared for the game a little bit. I like to start it on time because we're prepared right now. But in the meantime, we'll just kind of sit around and talk baseball.
So no card playing, no dominoes, no checkers, no chess?
Well, I can't say that I don't do that. No, I'm on the other side of the locker room from the players. But, you know, just stuff to pass the time.
Coach Pano, you know, it's still very early here in the second half of the season, right? Now, before we address the small funk you guys are in, the Lugnuts did finish in second place of the Midwest League first half standings. Now, how would you assess the team's overall performance so far this season?
Well, you know, obviously, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to see we started really, really well. We've been scuffling a little bit now. But you know what? In a 140-game season, you have your funks. I mean, you guys know, you're Tiger fans. You guys have had funks.
You can say that again, Coach.
Yeah. So you have your funks, and you just have to fight through them and get in. Everybody has them. So right now we're in a little one. But, you know, we'll get out of it soon.
Now, with last night's 7-3 loss to Peoria, that's who you guys are playing tonight. It will be the final game of a 3-game set. That marks a season-high 6 straight losses. What has attributed to the losing streak? And, again, it's just a small funk.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's been difficult because early in the year we didn't have more than a 2-game losing streak. So, you know what, it kind of snowballs. And like I said, you guys are Detroit sports fans here. Now, being from Tampa, I know a little bit, but that's where I live now. But you know how it goes sometimes. You know, you don't hit, you don't pitch at the right time. And, you know, sometimes pitching's good, hitting's not good. And, you know, we just have to get on the same page. That's all.
Coach Graham Spraker will be hitting the mound for you all tonight. He has a 2.58 ERA. He will take the mound. How do you like your chances tonight, possibly stealing a game in this 3-game set?
I wouldn't call it stealing. We still have a better record than them. We're still a little bit better team than them. We're just in a little funk, like I said. But, you know, Graham Spraker threw really, really well against a very good Clinton team. He was with me a little bit in Vancouver last year. He's been one of our better guys. So this is a tremendous hitting lineup Peoria has. They're a really good team. So we kind of went over our game plan a little bit, so we'll see what happens.
Coach, what is it like for you coaching under, of course, Cesar Martin and the other fellow coaches on the staff? I mean, just talk about your experience so far with Cesar.
Well, one thing you guys probably don't realize, when Cesar was a player in 2002 in Auburn, I was his first hitting coach. So we kind of go back a little bit of a ways. But Cesar's I always say, you know, he's such a nice guy. You know, I'm probably not as nice as him, but he's a really nice guy. And, you know, Matt Young's tremendous hitting guy. Antonio Caceres, when I managed in Pulaski, was my pitching coach. So I know all these guys really well, Aaron Spano and, of course, Caleb Daniel, the trainer. You know, I'm a little bit biased, but I think we have the best staff in the organization.
What do you like about this area? You know, I kind of have to, you know, I feel like every game I cover here at Cooley Law School Stadium, I have to take a moment to kind of step back and just enjoy how beautiful this stadium is. And it's a great organization downtown Lansing here with the Lansing Lugnuts. What's your favorite part about coaching here in Lansing?
Well, it's interesting because I was in Vancouver 7 years, and that place is tremendous. It's really good. And they've asked me, what do you like better, Lansing or Vancouver? And you know what? I got to say Lansing, because for me, everything's here. You know, I got my workout place. We kind of, you know, want to go out somewhere. You got a great ballpark. You got great fans. So it's interesting because none of them thought that I would like Lansing better than Vancouver, but I do.
What do you like about this ballpark?
Well, hopefully when the wind blows out, the ball flies and it can help us a little bit. But, you know, we had the All-Star game here. It was great. We, you know, had a great crowd and everything like that. But it's kind of like a big league ballpark. You know, it's a great ballpark. You know, the seats are close. You know, it gets loud a little bit. Hopefully it gets a little bit louder. We need some, you know, we need that support. But, you know, it's just a great place to come every day.
Again, folks, if you are just now tuning in, this is the very first ever WKAR Current Sports live broadcast on the road. We're talking with assistant coach Dave Pano. He is a position coach for the Lansing Lugnuts. Coach, what is the key to being a successful coach in the minors?
Well, you know what? You have to have a relationship with the players. And sometimes we forget it's not about us, it's about them. And we have to be able to connect with the players. And everybody's different. You guys know you're in sports. Everybody's different. You interview people. Steven Stamkos is...
Say that again, Coach. And I'm pretty sure you tuned into the All-Star game earlier this week, right? What was your favorite moment about this week's All-Star game in the MLB? First time in Washington for a long time, right? 1969, I believe.
Well, I was a hitting coach for 7 years, and I still help a little bit with it. But I tell you, balls are flying out of there, man. They were flying out, and that was what was exciting. And you know, just the fact Jay Happ, our guy, got a save, and you know, I mean, it's a reward to those players for performing so well as they did during the year. But I like the fact it was an offensive game. And, of course, being an American League guy, American League won.
I want to – that's a good point as well, Coach. And also, I want to pick your brain on – you talk about balls flying out the ballpark. And we've been having this conversation a lot on Current Sports. The amount of home runs that we are currently seeing in the game is really historic. And – in this, again, it's an exhibition game. It's an All-Star game. But we saw many of them. The most, actually, home runs hit in an MLB All-Star game dating back to the 70s, 1971. And then prior to that, you got to go to the 50s. Is this good for the game of baseball?
Absolutely. You know, fans come to see offense. Now, you know, obviously, you know, pitching and defense helps. But, you know, you go watch a game as a fan, you want to see runs scored. You want to see that gets the crowd going. That creates excitement. And I think it's great.
Again, position coach for the Lansing Lugnuts, Coach Dave Pano. Dave, one last question for you. Anything you want to say to the Lansing Lugnuts fans out there who are here presently or maybe driving around listening in their car or on social media at facebook.com/WKARnews? Anything you want to say to the fans and their support for you guys year in and year out?
Well, I can't speak for the previous years, but I can speak for this year. Sports been great. And, you know, we're going to be in the playoffs. And, you know, we need – I tell you what, it really helps. When we get fans that come out and they're loud and they're supportive, I mean, it helps tremendously. And the more the better. I mean, first thing we do when we come out, we look and see how many people are at the game. And it's important. And players and coaches that say they don't notice the fans, they're lying. They're lying because it's really important to us.
Dave, keep up the great work, and thank you so much for your time on this Friday evening, right before you guys take the field, right? Let's hopefully no rain comes this way, right?
That's right. Go Lightning, go Lugnuts.
There we go. Again, Dave Pano, position coach for the Lansing Lugnuts. Give him a hand, guys. Come on, give it up. Fantastic stuff. It's a great crowd on hand. Again, if you want to come out, say hello. Take a picture, shake our hand, WKAR, for the first time ever. We have taken the show on the road right in front of Cooley Law School Stadium, home of the Lansing Lugnuts. Again, we just chatted with assistant coach, position coach for the Lansing Lugnuts, Dave Pano. And in just a moment, we're going to bring on a familiar voice to WKAR's Current Sports. He is the play-by-play man for the Lansing Lugnuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Now, we're going to do something fun with Jesse. We're going to test his baseball knowledge with a very cool trivia segment in which we will have two Lansing Lugnuts fans competing for some really cool giveaways. Let's hit our first break right now. And when we come back, we will have trivia. I want to dub this Beat the Jesse. That's what I want to dub this, all right? You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports live downtown Lansing in front of Cooley Law School Stadium. We'll be right back.
That's right. Ain't no fun like a game of hardball. Caught you by surprise.
Bow wow.
Why be
Get Out is a movie so scary, it even freaked out one of its stars.
They terrified me, like I came out of the theater shaking.
Even you being in it.
The most creepy experience I've ever had on a set. Like, wow. I've never felt outside of my body in that way on a set before.
Lakeith Stanfield, vulnerable and black, on screen and off. Plus more news and culture of the week next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
Saturday at 2 on 105.1 FM and AM 870 WKAR.
You're listening to Lugnuts Live with Al Martin on WKAR News Talk, 105.1 FM and AM 870. Here's your mid-Michigan weather forecast. Showers are likely, and we might get a thunderstorm too this evening with cloudy skies, some strong winds. Overnight lows will be around 66 degrees. Tomorrow, a foggy morning will make way for showers and possibly a thunderstorm throughout the day with cloudy skies and a high in the upper 70s. Sunday will be mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80. And clearing up as we head into next week, Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83. Don't forget, for a complete weather forecast anytime, visit WKAR.org.
Education is a tool we give to our children, but many kids in Michigan struggle with reading, one of the strongest tools they'll use to build their futures.
Jan pets the red pens.
I'm Kevin Lavery. Every week I'm talking with teachers, parents, and leaders about how to get Michigan education back on track. Listen Tuesdays on Morning Edition on WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region.
Here in front of Cooley Law School Stadium, the very first time that Current Sports has taken the show on the road. I am your host, Al Martin. However you may be listening, we appreciate your support, whether it be WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM, or you may be tuned in via social media right now as we have facebook.com/WKAR News live and up and running. Right now, we're going to do something really fun. You know, we just finished up a chat with assistant coach of the Lansing Lugnuts. He is the position coach for the Lansing Lugnuts, Coach Dave Pano, who was a fantastic guest. And right now, we are going to welcome a familiar voice to the show. His name is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and he is the longtime play-by-play voice of the Lansing Lugnuts. He does one remarkable job, and we're going to do something fun and different with Jesse. Because I know that Jesse is one of the most knowledgeable guys in the world of baseball that I've ever met. I mean, he's written books. He's written encyclopedias. I mean, he knows his stuff. So we've got a very fun trivia segment entitled Beat the Jesse. All right? Beat the Jesse is what we're dubbing this. Hashtag that. All right? Hashtag Beat the Jesse. And to my left, we have one lucky Lansing Lugnuts fan. His name is Jeff from Haslett, Michigan. Yes. And this is what we're going to do. This is how this is going to go. We have Jesse here. First off, Jesse, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little nervous.
You're a little nervous about this, right?
Oh, yes.
These questions, they aren't too tough, but they're tough. All right? And Jeff from Haslett, how are you feeling about this? You feeling confident?
I'm feeling really confident. I'm certain I'll be able to get these right and help him as well win the game.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Out of five questions, we're going to do five questions since we got one contestant here. Five questions, and you got to nail at least three. Okay. All right? To win the prize. All right? That sound good, Jeff?
Sounds good.
All right, so Carell, hit that trivia music. All right, no, this is not The Price is Right. This is Current Sports still. I know that took you back, right? That theme song takes you back. All right, you are now tuned in for Beat the Jesse. And we have Jeff from Haslett here again. This is the way this works. Five questions. Jeff has to nail at least three of them. Well, I should say he has to guess whether or not Jesse is going to get the question right or wrong. If he guesses correctly, then Jeff gets a point. All right, you got to at least get three out of five to win. You ready, Jesse?
I'm ready, Al.
You ready, Jeff?
I'm ready.
Okay. Jesse, first question. What MLB team was Bo Jackson drafted by in the 1982 MLB draft? Before you answer, Jeff, do you think that Jesse will get this right or wrong?
He will get it right.
You think he's going to nail this?
Yes.
All right. Do you need me to repeat the question? You got it, Jesse?
Yeah.
Here we go. What's the answer?
The first team he came up with was the Kansas City Royals, so I would say the Royals drafted him.
That is wrong. That is wrong. New York Yankees drafted Bo in 82, but he opted to attend Auburn where he played baseball and football. So, yeah. All right. Okay. So you're 0 for 1 right now, Jeff. All right. Second question. Who was the shortest man to ever play in an MLB game? Do you think Jesse knows this, Jeff?
I do.
You think he knows this?
Yes.
Okay. Jesse, who was the shortest man to ever play in an MLB game?
Wearing uniform number 1/8, it was Eddie Goodell.
Nailed it. All right. Good stuff there. You guessed correctly, Jeff. It was Eddie. Say that last name again for me.
Goodell.
It's spelled a little weird, so thank you.
Like Roger Goodell.
Like Roger Goodell, right? But spelled totally different. Thank you. All right. Third question. You ready? All right. Who was the first African-American to play Major League Baseball? Jeff. Do you think Jesse knows the answer to this?
I do.
Okay. You ready, Jesse? Do you got an answer? You want to ponder it? You ready? Here we go.
If we're talking 20th century, it's Jackie Robinson. If we're talking 19th century, it is Moses Fleetwood Walker.
Nailed it! All right. Those are two straight. You just need one more correct guess, Jeff. You're rolling. Yes, it was Moses Fleetwood Walker who made his pro debut in 1884 for the Toledo Blue Stockings. All right. Fourth question. Again, you just need one more, Jeff. You're feeling good, right? Feeling confident?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
All right. Fourth question. Who was the first player who developed and threw the Ephus pitch or Ephus pitch? Am I saying that right, Jesse?
You were saying that correctly.
Okay. Who was the first player who developed and threw the Ephus pitch? Do you think Jesse knows this, Jeff?
I would say absolutely.
You are very confident in Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. All right, Jesse, you ready? You got an answer for me?
Al, that would be Rip Sewell.
Congratulations, Jeff. He has nailed it. It was Rip Sewell who played for the Detroit Tigers and Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, I'm going to do something special. Because you're our only contestant, you already got one prize in the bag. If you get one more, you take home two. How's that sound?
Let's do it. Let's go.
Okay. So this is like a bonus round. This is like a bonus round here on Current Sports. Okay. You ready? Michigan State University completed the Big Ten Triple Crown when the football, basketball, and baseball team all won the Big Ten. What year did MSU achieve this feat? Jeff, do you think Jesse knows the answer?
I'm feeling good. I think he does.
I knew that was coming. You are just so confident in Jesse. I can't blame you. You already got one prize in the books, right? Okay, Jesse, you ready? What's the answer?
Al, I don't know. I know it seems relatively recent, but I'm going to have to call a lifeline.
You're just making up rules on the air right now, Jesse. This is not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when you can just call up, you know, a source and get the answer. So you don't have an answer?
Let's turn this around. Jeff, do you know the answer?
I do not, but I suggest you pick a year that you know that Michigan State baseball won and just hope for the best.
You want to guess? Just guess, Jesse. You don't want to guess?
No, I haven't even the foggiest. Let's go past couple of years, 2015.
No, you got to turn the clock all the way back to like the Magic Johnson days. 1978-79 season was the answer. But you know what? When you threw it to Jeff, Jeff is actually staring at my laptop. He can see like the answers right there. I thought Jeff was just going to answer it right then and there. All right, why not? One more. We got time for one more. Maybe two. Maybe two. Let's go. Question six. Who won the Home Run Derby in 2012? Do you think Jesse knows the answer to this, Jeff?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah, that confidence went out the window, didn't it, brother? All right. Jesse, what's the answer?
Let's go Josh Hamilton.
You are correct. No, I mean, you are correct, Jeff. Jesse is wrong, so you are correct, Jeff. You got two prizes in the bag, my man. It was actually, you're wrong, Jesse. It was Prince Fielder who won during his time with the Detroit Tigers. All right, I have time for one more. Why not, for the heck of it, for three prizes, all right? Question number seven. Who has the most stolen bases in their career? I'm assuming, because Connor put these questions, I'm assuming in the MLB, right? In MLB history, who has the most stolen bases in their respective career? Jeff, do you think Jesse knows the answer to this?
Absolutely.
Okay, he's going back on the Jesse train. He thinks you're going to nail this, Jesse. Who is it?
Is it Ricky Henderson?
You just got three prizes. You are one lucky man, Jeff. You nailed it, Jesse. Yes, it's Ricky Henderson with 130 total stolen bases. Congratulations, Jeff. We'll get those prizes to you in just a second. Jesse, thank you so much. You got to get back on the air, right?
Hey, thank you, Al. I appreciate it. You got the chef coming up soon.
Yes, we do. That's a good tease, all right? What we're going to do right now is take our second break. And when we come back, we will be chatting with Kirk Hansen. He is an executive chef here at Cooley Law School Stadium. We'll talk food when we come back. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports live right here in front of Cooley Law School Stadium.
On the next Folk with Matt Wetroba, I'll explore the power of the spiritual with Dr. Kathy Bullock, Mahalia Jackson, Odetta, you get the idea. Also, new music from Brooks Williams, classics from The Weavers and Greg Brown. You won't want to miss this one. It's Folk with Matt Wetroba this Sunday night at 6 on 90.5 WKAR.
You're listening to Lugnuts Live with Al Martin on WKAR News Talk, 105.1 FM and AM 870. Here's your mid-Michigan weather forecast. Showers are likely, and we might get a thunderstorm too this evening with cloudy skies, some strong winds. Overnight lows will be around 66 degrees. Tomorrow, a foggy morning will make way for showers and possibly a thunderstorm throughout the day with cloudy skies and a high in the upper 70s. Sunday will be mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80. And clearing up as we head into next week, Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83. Don't forget, for a complete weather forecast anytime, visit WKAR.org.
Tune in weekend mornings at 8 and afternoons at 6 for Ondas en Español with Tony El Chayo Cervantes, Lansing's weekly home for Tejano music. El Chayo brings you music, culture, and information for Lansing's Spanish-speaking community. Ondas en Español, weekends at 8 and 6 on WKAR AM 870 and 105.1 FM.
Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports, the very first time we have taken one show, right? 30 minutes of just... in which Jeff from Hazlitt took home three fantastic Lansing Lugnuts prizes, winning our very first trivia segment entitled Beat the Jesse. That was fun, where he had to guess whether or not Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, play-by-play voice for the Lansing Lugnuts, would get his trivia question right. And those trivia questions, of course, were catered to baseball history. And now we welcome our third guest of WKAR's Current Sports first ever live remote broadcast. He is the executive chef here at Cooley Law School Stadium, and he actually holds two associate and a bachelor's degree from the Culinary Institute of America and has 30 plus years of experience, 20 years as an executive chef. Chef Kirk Hansen now joins me here on Current Sports. Chef, how you doing?
Good. Thank you very much. How are you?
Great chatting with you, and thanks so much for joining us here this evening. Now, Chef Hansen, you know, first off, I want to start when your love for food began, right? I want you to take us through that. And when did you know that you wanted to make a living as a chef?
Right around 10. Spending time with my grandparents, picking fruit in the fields, grandma making jams. Grandpa always made kind of a festival out of it. He had a leg of lamb on the grill and rotisserieing that. It was just always those food memories that actually got me involved to where I am today.
So at 10, did you know that you wanted to do it for a living yet, or just kind of that's when your interest kind of began?
Correct. My interest is around 10 or 11, 12. I had some pretty good cooks in my family, and I just kind of focused and went that direction. I've never done anything different. So, in my career, I've lived as west as Hawaii and east as New York City. So, a lot of travel, a lot of fun. It's been a great experience.
And a lot of food, right? A lot of food.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's all about the food. That's why I was in Hawaii. It was about the food. So,
that's great stuff. And now, Chef, when it comes to, because what I love about going to the ballpark at a baseball game is the variety of food options you get. You know what I mean? And the new and different ideas that I always see at various ballparks. When it comes to coming up with new and different food items for a ballpark, what is that brainstorming process like for you, Chef Hansen?
Oh, it's fun. You know, when we're doing new things and creative things that actually no one is doing out there, or they're doing, and we look at different areas and different ways to get it done better, that's what I love to do. I love to create. Love to create in my mind and, of course, on a plate. So it's all fun to me.
Without a doubt. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the fun and delicious food choices present right now this year at Cooley Law School Stadium? Have you guys really thought out the box when it comes to a few of your food items? And if so, what are those items?
Oh, on an item standpoint, I mean, we're pretty standard on the concourse. I mean, we do some nice things in the suite. You can get a filet mignon. You can get a skewer of lobster, a skewer of shrimp. For baseball, those are actually different foods that you wouldn't think that you could get. Next year, we have some great ideas and revamping the concourse and giving a facelift, and you will see definitely a whole new facelift on the concourse. So just new and creative, more healthy options for people. And we do a lot of special events here too. That's where I can really get creative. Different foods, plated items, stuff like that.
When it comes to the facelift that will be happening in the concourse, what will that allow you all to do as far as from a creative standpoint and delivering different food options?
Oh, I mean, you could see, like, you could get stir-fry in the concourse if you wanted to. You could get a mac and cheese bar. You could just start to see things that you wouldn't see, creative things that you wouldn't see, like, other than hot dogs and burgers. So, and that's just a small part. I mean, you kind of caught me on the spot right now, so. Probably five or six different things that we're thinking on doing. We would like to do like the Dragon's ice cream in about 10.
Like fire or
no, it's just smoky, smoky, correct. Okay. So the effect is everything. So
I was about to say, if it came out like fire, that'd be, oh my, I don't know if that's safe, Jeff. All right, now when it comes to your the menu that you guys have here at Cooley Law School Stadium, Chef Hansen, what is your, or I should say, what are your favorite items?
Well, I'm pretty simple. I'd probably be wrong if I would have to say my favorite thing is a Polish dog.
Very simple, right? But really, really good.
But some of the favorite things that we do here, to me, that I like is the filet, of course, the shrimp, the grilled chicken, the pretzel sticks, the hot jumbo pretzels with the beer cheese. We just do a lot of stuff, root trays, cheese trays, fruit trays, all the things that I like to do and still like to create and put on a platter. So
when it comes to the fans, what is the item that everybody kind of flocks to? Is it the traditional hot dog and maybe some popcorn?
Yeah, it'd be surprising enough. They really like nachos and cheese, you know, that cheese sauce, which I don't like. But, we do well at pretty much every, you know, area that we have, from salsa to Steakadelphia to our Smoky Shack, where you can get, you know, six different types of hot dogs over there. And
again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with the executive chef here at Cooley Law School Stadium, Chef Kirk Hansen. Now, Chef Hansen, what are some out-the-box ideas that, you know, maybe here at Cooley you've tried or maybe elsewhere that was really unique and different?
Oh, gosh, let me see. The intentional wok was actually something that I had at a ballpark. That's what it was named, and it was actually named after baseball. I thought the name was great, intentional wok.
Yeah. And what was that?
It was actually a stir-fry station. It was actually a huge wok, and you could kind of pick your toppings and your meat that you wanted, and you had three sauces to choose from, and you had brown rice and just regular basmati rice, and you just served it in a bowl. It was cool. Mm-hmm. The mac and cheese bar, of course, I've had before. The dragon breath ice cream, I definitely have seen that. That's a great idea. Baseball and minor league especially is really starting to do. In fact, I just did some pitchers food presentations for a stadium in Vegas that we're thinking on trying to get involved with. And we did a triple burger with gold flake bacon and it's called the Elvis Burger. It had caramelized bananas on it and peanut butter, and it was called Elvis's Last Supper. We actually do it here, but this one was a little different. We did it with gold flake, coated the bacon. So those are some of the things that you may start to see in baseball especially. So
I'm getting really hungry talking to you right now, Chef Hansen. All right, before we let you get back to work and begin serving the great fans here at Cooley Law School Stadium, for you, Chef Kirk Hansen, when you talk baseball, you talk about food at a ballpark, how important is food at a ballpark in relation to the tradition that is baseball?
Well, it's everything. To me, it's, you know, hot dog, apple pie, nachos. Those are things that people look for, that I look for if I'm going to come, especially pretzels for me. It's part of the whole gamma. If you go to see a game, you got to have a beer. You got, you know, have a pretzel. You got to have a dog. So it goes hand in hand, I feel, with baseball.
All right, next time we have you on, we got to have some food options that we may take a little taste test when it comes to it. That sound good?
It sounds good.
All right. Chef Kirk Hansen, the executive chef here at Cooley Law School Stadium. Give him a hand clap, guys. Thank you so much, Chef.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to hit our final break, and we will have live on the air the head coach of the Michigan State baseball team. You guys know him very well, Jake Boss Jr. I see him over there to my right. Should be a great interview as we'll talk about last year's baseball season for Michigan State, expectations for the upcoming season, and what Jake Boss Jr. has been up to throughout the summer. I'm pretty sure he has been hot on the recruiting trail. That and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports, hitting the road for the very first time ever right here, downtown Lansing, in front of Cooley Law School Stadium. We'll be right back.
This Week in This American Life, a former addict, former thief, returns to the scene of his crimes to coach Little League. These are tough street kids, and first day of practice, they act up, don't listen. He yells, tells them about his time in the penitentiary, which turns out to be a mistake. They just make fun of him for it. Then, on the second day, well, listen. This American Life.
Saturday at noon on 105.1 FM and AM 870 WKAR.
You're listening to Lugnuts Live with Al Martin on WKAR News Talk, 105.1 FM and AM 870. Here's your mid-Michigan weather forecast. Showers are likely, and we might get a thunderstorm too this evening with cloudy skies, some strong winds. Overnight lows will be around 66 degrees. Tomorrow, a foggy morning will make way for showers and possibly a thunderstorm throughout the day with cloudy skies and a high in the upper 70s. Sunday will be mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80. And clearing up as we head into next week, Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83. Don't forget, for a complete weather forecast anytime, visit WKAR.org.
Humans went from living in small tribes to massive societies. How do you get everyone to follow the rules in the days before police departments and traffic cameras?
Those who will not live by the law shall die by the law.
How notions of an angry, punishing God helped humans survive. This week on Hidden Brain from NPR.
Saturday at 1 on 105.1 FM and AM 870 WKAR.
Welcome back to Cooley Law School Stadium. The very first time Current Sports has hit the road, home of the Lansing Lugnuts, Cooley Law School Stadium. It's a great atmosphere here, and thank whoever you want to thank. There is no rain right now here in Lansing, Michigan. I was very, very worried. But we are so lucky, so blessed right now. It looks good right now. I mean, the sun is out. It's peeking out. A few clouds out there, but no rain. That is the main thing. We've got a few Lansing Lugnuts fans around the WKAR tent right in front of Cooley. Say what's up, guys. Yeah, I was kind of weak, but it's all good. We're just glad that you're tuned in, however you may be tuned in, whether that be on WKAR AM 870 or WKAR 105.1 or on social media right now at facebook.com/WKAR News. It's been a fun show. You know, we kicked things off with position coach for the Lansing Lugnuts, Dave Pano, at the beginning of the hour. And then after that, we had a very fun trivia segment with the play-by-play voice of the Lansing Lugnuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And we had Jeff from Hazlitt, Lansing Lugnuts fan and Hazlitt native, who was able to beat the Jesse and win not one, not two, but three really cool Lansing Lugnuts prizes. And we talked some food. I know when you listen to that, you probably got hungry just like me. The executive chef here at Cooley Law School Stadium, Chef Kirk Hansen, just shut it down. I'm definitely going to get me a burger after I get off the broadcast here. Cheat day, all right? You guys know I'm a health nut, but cheat day today, all right? And right now, we have joining me to my left. You all know him very, very well. He is the head coach of the Michigan State baseball team, Jake Boss Jr. We saved the best for last. Jake, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Always good seeing you, dude. It's a great day right now. I'm glad. You know, I joked before we got on the air today that, man, come time for Coach Boss to get on the show, I may be looking like a weather reporter in like a hurricane, because that's what was expected. But we got great weather, and it's good to see you and get you on the show, my man.
Well, I appreciate you having me. And, yeah, anytime you're associated with the game of baseball, you got to be a pseudo weatherman. I do that all spring long, too, so I know where you're coming from.
Your TV probably just stays on ESPN and the Weather Channel, right?
That's exactly right. That's it. Yep, that's it.
All right, Coach Boss, I just kind of want to dive into what you've been up to this summer. I mean, we just chatted briefly when we were off the air. I know you've been hot on the recruiting trail right now. What is the summer like for a college baseball coach?
Well, it's very busy. It's kind of our busiest time of the year, really busier than the spring, to be honest with you. A lot of recruiting. We're on the road a lot. Tuesdays are kind of showcase days. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays are tournaments. And I've been all over the place. My assistants have been all over the country trying to track down the next group of Spartans. So it's really, really busy. It'll slow down here in a couple weeks. We'll get a chance to take a little bit of time off. And then, you know, our students will be here a little bit over a month. So we'll get a little bit of a break to recharge a little bit and then get ready to go.
It's crazy that the summer is just flying by, isn't it, Jake?
It goes fast. You know, I mean, it's, again, it's hard to remember what day it is, because you go from, it's either showcase day or tournament day for us because of all the baseball that we see. But it's good. I mean, it's better than being stuck behind a desk all day, I tell you that.
You can say that again. So I have to ask, Coach, I mean, do you enjoy being on the recruiting trail? Do you enjoy being on the road all the time? And like you said, trying to find who the next great Spartan is going to be?
Yeah, you know, it's fun to go watch kids play. It's fun to go evaluate. I mean, there are some drawbacks to it. You know, it's a lot of time away from your family, and you know, my wife holds a fort down at home for sure. But you know, I mean, I love the game, and you really can't get enough of it. And so, you know, to watch young kids go out and play hard, that's fun. That's exciting to think of what they're going to be like 3-4 years down the road. It can get a little frustrating sometime when you see some bad attitudes or guys that are lazy, but you don't run into that too much, which is good. But, you know, you're always trying to put the next group of Spartans together and you know, always thinking about the future and what's down the pike.
Let's talk about the past just for a sec before we talk about the future, Coach Boss. I mean, your team ended the 2018 season with a 20-32 record, clinching a berth in the Big Ten tournament with a win in the season finale. Now, you moved up to the 8th and final spot in the postseason tourney. You made your 4th Big Ten tournament appearance in the last 5 seasons, missing last year, and it was the Spartans' 14th overall appearance in the Big Ten tournament. Now, of course, it didn't end the way you wanted it to, Coach. coach, Boss. But after, you know, having some time now this summer to kind of process what happened last season, how do you put into words?
Well, you know, I think overall it was a disappointing year. I mean, it's kind of below our standards, you know, in our 10th year here. But, you know, at the same time, we had great kids. They worked their tails off all year long. I got no complaints from our kids as far as their work ethic was concerned. Their attitude academically, we had the best semester in program history. You know, it was just one of those things where we, you know, we lost a lot of one-run games. We seemed to, you know, the one mistake that we seemed to make was always the big one, and it kind of led to, you know, a snowball effect. And so it was a frustrating year for all of us, you know, as far as the outcomes were concerned. But, you know, again, I mean, you look back, you know, I'll probably remember the record just because it was a tough year. But what we'll remember more is, you know, is the ground that these seniors and that group really laid for this next year's team and then down the road, because I think we're going to have a good group coming back. You know, and again, I mean, it's just an outstanding group of kids with a great amount of leadership on that team. So it's frustrating when you struggle wins and losses with a group like, especially with a group like that, because they were such good kids. You want to see them have success, and it can be frustrating when they don't get to see the benefits and the fruits of their of all their hard work. But you know, they're all going to go on and do great things after Michigan State. I know that, and excited for this coming year.
Now, Coach, when you talk about last year, moving into the 2018-19 baseball season, of course. You're losing 8 seniors, and that can certainly be jarring. Now, which players are you looking at in relation to that conversation of losing 8 seniors? Which players are you pegging now to really step up and become the future leaders of this team next season?
Well, we did lose 8 seniors, Al. We were still fairly young. We ran out a lot of freshmen and sophomores last year and played our best baseball really at the end of the year. And so it's always tough to see 8 seniors go. We lost Riley McCauley to the pro draft. He's in the Cubs organization now, and hopefully he's in the Midwest League here pretty soon. We can watch him pitch here at Cooley Stadium. But, you know, I think when you look at our club coming in next year, a couple local guys, Adam Proctor from St. John's, Jesse Hakenin from Holt, are gonna both, I think, play and have pretty big roles on next year's team. You know, a couple outfielders, Danny Gleaves, our center fielder, Bryce Kelly, our left fielder, both had really, really good years for us, and we're going to lean on those guys. Marty Bacchino, who's a kind of a utility guy for us, is an unbelievable leader, a very, very athletic guy that we thought we'd lose in the pro ball. You know, unfortunately for him, you know, he wasn't able to be drafted this year, but I'd love to have him back, and, you know, we're excited about him and getting one more year out of Marty. So I think those are going to be the guys that we're going to really lean on to lead our ball club.
And you just mentioned – again, Michigan State junior pitcher Riley McCauley. Again, as you just mentioned, Coach Boss, he was selected in the 14th round of the 2018 MLB draft last month. Now, last year, you know, you guys had 4 players drafted. MSU had 4 juniors selected in the 2016 draft. When you send talent, Coach Boss, to the MLB, you know, what does that mean and what does that do for your program?
Well, I think it's great for our program, and B, I think it shows a couple different things. We recruit very, very good players, and I think we're able to develop, you know, very, very good players and to help them get better and have a chance to realize their dream of playing pro ball. We've got an incoming freshman that was drafted this year, a kid from Chicago by the name of Zaid Walker, in the 36th round, turned down pro ball to come to Michigan State. That's an exciting one for us because, you know, again, drafted out of high school, but he realizes, the benefit of getting a degree and understands that he needs to get a little bit better and feels like we can help him along the way. And so it's exciting. I mean, it's every guy's dream to play at a place like this and eventually, you know, make a run at playing in the big leagues. And we've got a few guys that are knocking on the door right now in AAA, and hopefully they get a call up in September. But, you know, for us, it's important to understand that every kid's goal is to play in the big league someday, and I think that's part of our job is to help develop them and get them to the next level.
Again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, first off, where have you been? We had like 5 minutes left in the show. Shame on you. But if you're just now joining us, we are chatting with the head coach of the Michigan State baseball team, head coach Jake Boss Jr. So Jake, when you watch the talent down here at Cooley Law School Stadium, again, minor league baseball, professional baseball, it has to really inspire your players. I mean, to be living here in Lansing, where Michigan State University is, and you guys play in the annual Crosstown Showdown. I mean, when you look at the talent here and compare it to what you have at Michigan State, how far are your players, you think, from competing at that level?
Well, it's not as far as you think, really, Al. And, I say that, I think, very humbly, but with a lot of, pride for our team and our players. I think, our guys are the same age as a lot of these guys on the Lugnuts roster. Obviously, they're extremely athletic, and that's what's fun about playing in this game is, in the Crosstown Showdown. It's they're so athletic, and our guys can really see the difference of speed, power, and get a better barometer, I guess, of what they need to do to continue to get better. But, baseball is still baseball. It's not bigger, faster, stronger always wins. And so there are some little things, some of the idiosyncrasies of the game that I think our guys pay attention to when we do get the chance to play the Lugnuts that I think helps our game and makes us better too. So, obviously it's a very, very talented, athletic group of guys that are in that dugout for the Lugnuts. And, you see guys like Bichette and Guerrero come through here very recently and realize that these guys are going to have a realistic chance in a couple years to be in the big leagues, maybe sooner. And it's just fun to watch, just to kind of sit back and watch these guys go about their business.
Final question for you. Jake Bosch Jr., head coach of the Michigan State University baseball team. Final question, Jake, as we have just a few minutes left here in our broadcast. But I know earlier this week, big news, as Bill Beekman was made official as Michigan State's newest athletic director. I believe I saw you at the press conference earlier this week on Monday. Just want to get your thoughts on Bill Beekman stepping into that role and the job you think he will do.
Well, I got a chance to meet Bill a few years ago, ironically, I think, at a WKAR radio interview, as weird as that might
be. How about that?
Isn't that strange? Bill is an unbelievable man. He's a he's a salt of the earth kind of guy. He doesn't really care about the limelight. He doesn't care about any type of attention. He cares about our student athletes. He cares about Michigan State University deeply. It's a place that he loves, and he genuinely is in our student athletes' corner, and will do anything that he can to ensure that those guys have a great experience at Michigan State. And I think that's what we need right now. We needed a guy to kind of right the ship a little bit, maybe bring some stability. And I think Bill brings that. But again, he's a first-class guy all the way, and he's a guy that is going to be honest with you. He's a guy that is going to, like I said, do everything and anything within his power to ensure that our student athletes have a great experience. And I love Mark Hollis. Mark hired me, and we're still good friends. Moving forward with Bill at the helm, we're just as excited as we could be to have him and within the athletic department and excited for his leadership.
Jake Bosch Jr., head coach of the Michigan State University baseball team. Jake, thank you so much for your time on this Friday evening. Have a great weekend, all right?
All right, thanks, Al. You too.
Always good seeing my man Jake. All right, well, we have just a few more minutes left here in the broadcast, and I want to take this time to say thank you. Very first ever current sports show on the road, downtown Lansing at Cooley Law School Stadium, home of the Lansing Lugnuts. This was fun. We got to do this again, right? Well, keep it locked because we got a few more of these planned, all right? Yeah, talk about a tease, all right? Further details to come, all right? But much love to everyone out there for tuning in to this live edition of Current Sports with me, Al Martin. We'll be back at it same time, same place, 1 p.m. on Monday. Have a great weekend, folks. And as always, be easy, people.
Vanessa Riley Bates made sure her home was lead-free. Then the doctor tested her child for lead.
And he said, 5 is cause for concern, 10 is lead poisoning, and your child has 21.
But where did the lead come from? Someplace Vanessa had never thought. Next time on Reveal.
Saturday at 3 on 105.1 FM and AM 870 WKAR. We'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Temperatures down to 67. We'll see a high near 80 on Saturday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms and more rain on Sunday. Your complete weekend weather at WKAR.org. This is 105.1 FM and AM 870 WKAR East Lansing.